Angel Falls by Kristen Hanna. Copyright 2000 by Kristen Hanna. Read by Bruce Risen. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Angel Falls. Part 1. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. Footfalls echo in the memory down the passage which we did not take, towards the door we never opened. T.S. Eliot, from Burnt Norton. Chapter 1. In northwest Washington State, great granite mountains reach for the misty sky, their peaks inaccessible even in this age of helicopters and high-tech adventurers. The trees in this part of the country grow thick as an old man's beard, and sunlight rarely reaches the ground. Only in the brightest months of summer can hikers find their way back to the cars they park along the sides of the road. Deep in the black and green darkness of this old-growth forest lies the tiny town of Last Bend. To visitors, there are no strangers here, it is the kind of place they'd thought to encounter only in the winding tracks of their own imaginations. When they first walk down the streets, folks swear they hear a noise that can only be described as laughter. Then come the memories, some real, some manufactured images from old movies and Life magazine. They recall how their grandmother's lemonade tasted, or the creaky sound of a porch swing gliding quietly back and forth, on the tail end of a summer's night. Last Bend was founded 50 years ago, when a big, broad-shouldered Scotsman gave up his crumbling ancestral home in Edinburgh and set off in search of adventure. Somewhere along the way, family legend attributed it to Wyoming, he took up rock climbing and spent the next 10 years wandering from mountain to mountain, looking for two things, the ultimate climb.